Bonjour, je m'appelle Thomas Jean.
I'm a wildlife photographer and videographer. 7 years ago, I launched a project called La Minute Sauvage.
What is La Minute Sauvage?
La Minute Sauvage is a way for me to highlight the wildlife with which we cohabit in the city and these other non-human living beings that we coexist with, which are also part of the urban environment.
So you photograph wild animals that live around and in the cities?
Exactly. It's really become my specialty. From the start, I decided to do something different from what was already being offered in terms of wildlife observation. Being a city dweller and having observed wildlife all my life, I focus on what I knew best, which is the animals I observe daily in the city.
And what kind of animals are they?
We have quite a few different species of birds, including the fastest bird in the world, which is present here in Brussels, the peregrine falcon, capable of reaching speeds of around 400 kilometers an hour when hunting. But not only that, sometimes we see white storks passing through Brussels. There are very many migratory birds as well. Then you have mammals. We have a beautiful population of foxes, specifically red foxes, here in the European capital. Foxes can even be seen right in the city center, sometimes. Last year, one was observed in the evening at Place de Bouquet. My work involves trying to capture images and make videos to create documentaries. There are also many other extremely interesting species to observe, like the kingfisher, which is a jewel with wings, with incredible colors from bright orange to electric blue, yet remains relatively discreet but is present in almost all parks with bodies of water here in Brussels. You also have one of the smallest owls in Europe, little owl or Athénée's owl, which is no bigger than a blackbird and can be seen during the day here in Brussels. It might even have an encounter with the Eurasian eagle owl, the largest nocturnal bird of prey in Europe, with a wingspan of up to 1.95 meters when their wings are spread. Recently, I had the chance to observe a wild boar in Brussels. For now, there's only one, maybe two, we're not quite sure, but I was able to watch it for almost an hour in a park and see that it was already very well adapted to the environment and potentially establishing its territory.
So it's not in the Forêt de Soigne, it's in a city park?
It's in a Brussels park along the Woluwe, and it's observed daily by dog walkers and other park visitors from various nearby spots. As part of the work presented here, I decided to visit different European countries to encounter other species not necessarily present here in Brussels. I'm thinking of deer in Italian villages, stags, hinds, and fawns, but also have wild boars in Rome, beavers in Budapest. I observed wild hamsters in Austria, in Vienna, and I think the highlight of all these travels was observing the brown bear in the middle of a city in Romania. Imagine taking out your trash here in Brussels. You might expect to run into a fox on the street, but in Romania you could encounter a brown bear. In terms of cohabitation, it's extremely interesting to see what exists elsewhere, what solutions work, and what could be adapted here in Brussels regarding the presence of wildlife and also new species that will settle in the city.
Do you share your knowledge by offering tours?
Occasionally, I offer nature tours, but it's generally part of my projects and crowdfunding efforts, where you have the opportunity by participating in the crowdfunding to book a day and accompany me throughout the day discovering the wild nature of Brussels.
So the exhibition here runs until mid-September, and you also have a book?
Yes, the Sauvage exhibition is derived from a book of the same name, Sauvage, and that will be presented until mid-September. The book is occasionally available when I organize guided tours of the exhibition here at the Passage du Nord, but also directly through my website, www.laminutesauvage.be.
Thank you very much.
Avec grand plaisir, merci à vous.